Shumos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, 10:3. The previous couple of Mishnayos was talking about taste, ta'am, and if the presence of taste of Isser was present in the mixture is forbidden unless it's a nosen tam lefagam, or unless it's a mamet, in which case, even though the taste isn't evident, the mixture remains prohibited. Here we have the question in this Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet of not ta'am, taste, but rather reach, aroma. So taste, presumably, is the kind of flavor you taste in your mouth, whereas aroma is the kind of, I'll call it flavor, that you normally taste with your nose, if you will. But I think perhaps, although I'm not certain, because it's hard for me to get my head around exactly how Chazal understood what we'll call chemistry today, I think my best description of the difference between ta'am and reach in this case is whether what's being transferred is by direct contact, that's ta'am, there's actually ikar, there's actually, you know, there was stuff commingling, or reach, which means like through the air, without direct contact, and therefore there's nothing, there's no physical presence, there was never any physical isser touching or getting mixed with the permitted component. Although you'll see by the end of the Mishnah that actually, that distinction might leave something wanting. In any case, here our case is, Mishnah Gimel, Haroda pas chama v'nasa al pi chavis shel yain truma. So you have bread. The bread is chulin. You remove the bread from the oven. The word rodeh is the verb for removing bread from the oven. It was considered quite a tricky thing to pull off so that the bread doesn't fall into the oven as you do it. It's hard to describe if you haven't seen it. Basically, they took kind of dough and threw it against the side of the wall of the oven. The oven was sort of like kind of like a cave with a fire in the middle of it, if you've never seen this before. And then they would take like a flat, kind of like if you've seen in a pizza shop kind of thing, kind of flat wooden pan on a stick, and use that to pull off the bread. And redia sapas, taking bread out the oven, is considered to be like an umnas, like a, you know, quite a tricky thing that only a pro could pull off. In any case, that's just the word. Here we're saying one takes out this hot bread out of the oven. It's chama, it's still, you know, it's still warm. V'nasna al pi chavis shel yain truma. You put that bread on top of like a jug of, chavis is really an amphora, like a barrel of wine, where the wine isn't touching the bread, but, you know, there's like an air space between where the wine, top of the wine and the bottom of the bread. But since the bread is hot and steaming, it's sort of still very susceptible to absorbing tastes. And therefore what happens is you have the aroma of the wine beneath the hot bread getting absorbed into the bread, such that afterwards, when you taste the bread, you can taste, you know, flavors of wine in the bread, even though the bread never touched the wine directly. The question is, therefore, if the wine was truma and therefore restricted, does that now make the bread restricted as truma also? So we're not talking about tam here. There's no wine that's spilt on or touched the bread, just that the bread absorbed the flavors of the wine because the bread was still warm. So Rabbi Meir Osar, Rabbi Meir holds that recha milsa, that if you can detect the aroma, that's something, and it's not nothing, kind of like tam ki ikar, meaning that a reach, an aroma, is substantial. So if there's a flavor in the bread of the wine that transferred through through the air and flavored the wine, flavor the bread, excuse me, so then you can't deny it, and it makes its presence, and you can't, and therefore it's render the bread forbidden, meaning only a kohen could eat it in this case. Rabbi Yehuda's mater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, recha, lav milsa, that an aroma by itself is not a thing, meaning it's not something to be contended with. The word milsa may be familiar to you. It means a thing, as in semana milsa. That's what we say on Rosh Hashanah at the Sudas in Rosh Hashanah, where we eat the pomegranate and date and dip the apple in the honey. And we say semana milsa, that we are making a shana tova, masuka, a sweet new year, just by virtue of doing this act. So it's a siman, a symbolic act, as a milsa, is a real thing. Here, recha milsa means that the presence of the aroma is a real thing. And that's Rabbi Meir Shita, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it isn't. And therefore, even though you can still glean there's some flavor of wine in this bread, because it came from through the air, as reach, as an aroma, that does not make the bread forbidden, and a non-Kohen could still eat this bread despite the fact that it has absorbed some of the aroma of the truma wine. Rabbi Yossi takes essentially a middle position. Rabbi Yossi matir b'shel chitim. Rabbi Yossi allows it if it's wheat bread. Now really that means Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Recha Lav Milsa, that when it comes to that, the odor is not a real thing, and therefore just because it has the aroma of the truma food doesn't make it aser. So that's, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He just says that barley is an exception. Va'oser b'shel sorim. He, Rabbi Yossi, forbids barley bread, which has absorbed the aroma of truma, because he holds that unlike other types of breads, if the bread is made of barley, b'pnei shehasaorim shoavot, he holds that the barley is so, it like sucks up. It sucks up the flavor. So in other words, it doesn't just passively receive aroma, reach, it actually is so like, has such a propensity to draw and taste, it's like sucks it in. So you're actually getting tam, not just reach, from the wine in the barrel beneath the barley bread. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says in general, reich alav milsi, that's his principle, that's the rule. But when it comes to barley bread, it's not reich, but rather tam that's involved in the bread. And that being the case, he says the barley bread is aser, if it has, you know, for the non-kohanim, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi.